The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Texas Show. It's the show that helps you make sense of things that would otherwise baffle you. Like, for example, why does that one shoe hide in the back of the closet like that?
Is it afraid of you, or does it just need some alone time?
Or maybe it's ashamed of something. Something terrible that only a shoe would be ashamed of.
The answers to these and other questions right here, right now on the Eric Metaxas Show.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to hour two of the Eric Metaxas Show. If you have been listening to me through hour one, you know that I have as my guest for this hour someone whom I've not met. Her name is Bevelyn Beatty. She is, to be sure, a hero. Before she comes on the program, let me brag on her a little bit. Yesterday, Suzanne, my wife, sent me a video. She says, "Did you see the video of the black woman, blah, 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 blah?" I said, "What? What?" She described to me this video, which somebody else sent me, and I watched it. It is a woman, a black woman, a couple of people, actually, they're New Yorkers, black, who are adamantly opposed to the Black Lives Matter movement for many of the reasons that I am opposed to it, because it is harming blacks, because it is a cynical Marxist organization that couldn't care less about blacks. It's using the death of George Floyd and using white guilt to manipulate people into supporting the phrase Black Lives Matter so that they can promote the organization Black Lives Matter, which when you go to their website, you understand is a radically Marxist organization. So I watched the video and this woman, Bevelyn, who is a very strong and vocal Christian, was smearing black paint over these preposterous murals that our communist mayor, Bill de Blasio, promoted and helped paint in his photo op while the city is falling apart. So I just thought it would be important to get her on the program. I didn't know that I would be able to get her on today, but I think she'll be coming on any minute. And when she comes on, we'll just jump to her. But Chris Himes and Albin, did you see any of the videos that I'm talking about?
I watched some of them. Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. Some people are just heroes.
Yeah. I was like, it's about time. I mean, and it happened.
Hey, Chris Himes, you look slightly, how shall I put it? 90 degrees off plumb. Are you okay?
Am I sideways?
It's like there you go. It was like in one of those old fashioned Batman episodes, right? Where they're climbing up the building.
I thought this was our funhouse episode.
Yeah. Episode. But I want to say again, before Bevelyn comes on the program, to my friends and listeners out there and viewers on YouTube, we need to wake up. There's evil in the world. Black Lives Matter is not an organization that is for real. You have to understand, just like the Communist Party, Islamic terrorists, they will lie. They will not say what they believe. They will pretend to be for peace. They will pretend to be for racial reconciliation. They are a radical Marxist group. You can read all about it on the website. They are for radical LGBTQ items and ideas. They are for the breakup of the nuclear family. In other words, everything that you associate with when we think of America and a healthy culture, they're again it, right? So we also know that the policies that they're behind, Marxist policies, are designed to destroy the culture and will harm blacks in America, right? But they have brilliantly and very cynically co-opted this phrase, Black Lives Matter. So I want to say to people, don't use that phrase, because that phrase does not mean what it once did. It now stands for a Marxist organization that hates America. And I'm sorry to say this. I'm not happy to say this, but this is a fact. And so when you have a lot of corporate cowards saying we're giving money to Black Lives Matter, they may as well give money to the Bernie Sanders campaign or to the AOC campaign or to much worse organizations that are never going to help people who are struggling in America and who are preaching messages that are dramatically destructive. So I just want to say that. I've just been alerted that my guest is with us, Bevelyn Beatty. Welcome to this program.
Hi, thank you.
Listen, I didn't know that we would be able to get you today. When I saw the videos of you yesterday, I flipped. I said, God has answered the prayers of the saints because we need 1,000 of you doing what you were doing. So without telling my audience too much, let me let you tell the story. First of all, what is your story? How did you become a woman of faith? How did you come to this point of view that led you to do what you did yesterday? And then we're going to talk about what you did.
Okay, so let me put it on Do Not Disturb really quick, because people like to blow my phone up even when I'm interviewing.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah. So me, who am I? Christian was saved 2013, and me and my best friend met on the streets, actually right in front of the Trump Towers at Columbus Circle. I was canvassing at that time for a feminist organization. I was a babe in Christ. I had just surrendered to Christ, but I still had a worldly view as far as feminism, LGBTQ, abortion, all of these things.
I met my best. As I mentioned to you, there are many people listening to this who don't share our faith. They're just coming from whatever point of view. But so you're saying you were politically very liberal, but you became a Christian. And so you were canvassing for some liberal political issue in front of the Trump Tower that is on Columbus Avenue. Okay, so go ahead.
Yes. And I went to my friend now, Ed May, and I said to her, I did my spiel. Girls, they need this, they need that. You know, you need to donate to the cause because blah, 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 blah. And Ed May looks at me, she says, And she says, you know, even if I donate, the reality is until these girls have Jesus, nothing will ever change. And when she said that to me, I thought about it and I said, you know what? You're right. And so then she just asked for my number. I gave him a number. And I think it took 2 weeks for me to call her because I kind of was like, you know, she was like, oh, let's connect. And we'll probably, you know, let's just connect. So I waited 2 weeks because I was, you know, busy, caught up in my life. And finally I called her and she invited me to dinner. And actually, I was hesitant to go on the dinner because I thought she was gay. So even though I at that time supported the LGBTQ narrative, I ain't rolling that way. So okay. I'm just like, I hope she don't think, you know, it's one of those. But I'm like, all right, I'll go on the dinner. We'll sit, we'll talk, we'll see what's up. Because before then, females didn't just take you out. I didn't know females just took you out to dinner to disciple you. I thought it was, you know, it always an agenda behind it.
Okay.
So when we got there, we just sat, we talked. She just let me talk about myself. I told her I just got saved. I told her, you know, I was just coming to Christ. I didn't even give her the full story on how I got saved yet. And finally, the next day, somebody invited us to come out to Columbus Circle again in praise and worship. And since then, we've just been linked together nonstop. And she just mentored me. She taught me about the Republican Party. She taught me about conservative values and how they align with the Bible. And I'm a student. To this day, I'm always willing to learn, ready to grow. And I'm just hungry for God. So everything that she taught me, once I know it's truth. And I live by it. And that's basically it.
Well, I know so many Blacks who are conservative, but you would never get that impression from the media. The media presents it as though if you're conservative Black, you're some kind of a traitor to your people, which is a dark lie. But I got to say that, you know, in New York City, it is very rare, obviously, to find people who are conservative, much less Blacks who are conservative. But because, as I mentioned to you, you know, I have a history at Times Square Church, I've been surrounded by Black Christians who are conservative, who have different views on the social issues than you would know about. But when I saw the videos of you, I just flipped. So we're going to go to a break. When we come back, I want to get the rest of the story of what made you do what you did. And we'll be right back, folks. Don't go away. Folks, I'm talking to Bevelyn Beatty. Now, Bevelyn, you don't know this, but about 2 days ago, I was thinking, I don't normally say stuff like this, but I thought maybe this is a Holy Spirit thing. I got the idea, hashtag Jesus Matters. And I thought, I should post that. I should write something about that. And then yesterday, my wife sent me to your video. I watched the video. I flip out. And then I go to your website, and what does it say? Hashtag Jesus Matters. I thought, very interesting. Now, I want my audience to know, because a lot of people listening right now, they didn't tune in, they don't know what we're talking about. You went with some friends to these huge murals, they're calling them. It's just, you know, Black Lives Matter painted in yellow paint, gigantic around the city and stuff like that. And you painted over them, whatever. How did this happen? What led you to do this? Because this was an amazing act, in my opinion, of bravery. And also, how can I get that mug?
Okay, this is going to be long-winded. So So just get ready. Let's talk about Black Lives Matter, okay? Let's put everything out on the table. Black Lives Matter was founded by three women. Two, I think, are in a relationship, lesbians. And then one is like a staunch feminist, if I'm not mistaken. On their website, they tell you all of this. They are against the nuclear family. Let's start there. For people who don't understand what a nuclear family is, it's a man and a woman and then children, the way God designed it. And of course, God being first, then man, then woman, then kids, right? They are against that. So off top, Black Lives Matter is really against Black men. We know for a fact that in the Black community, the biggest issue amongst anything else is fatherlessness. Yet Black Lives Matter, this slogan, is against fathers being in the home. So that's strike one, okay? Strike two, the number one killer of Black Americans is abortion. 28 million and counting, average 675,000 babies a year. In New York alone, more Black babies are aborted than born. We take up 12% of the population, used to be 13. So we're declining, yet we're taking up 36 to 40% of abortion. And Black Lives Matter supports it. Not only do they support it, but that $30 million that was donated to them, PC that is going to the same abortion clinics that we're headed to kill ourselves. That's strike two. Strike three, Black Lives Matter will only address when a white cop kills a Black man unjustly, okay? I think this year alone or last year, check my numbers, might not be right, but I think about 9 Black men died to the hands of white police officers, okay? How many have died due to Black-on-Black crime? How many babies have died in the womb? You just heard my numbers. And yet Black Lives Matter is only speaking about when a white cop unjustly kills a Black man. That's strike three. Strike four. First of all, LGBTQ agenda. I'm putting it on the table and people are not going to like it, but let's just call it for what it is. How is it so interesting that they support an organization who is helping to depopulate us, number one, killing our fathers, number two, and now y'all can't reproduce. Two men together cannot reproduce, nor can they properly raise a family. It cannot happen. It will never happen. When two men are in a household playing wife and husband, raising kids, you can bank your bottom dollar. That kid is going to be a little off in their head. Why? Because it's not normal. It is not God. Two women raising babies. the kids are going to be a little off. Why? Because that's not the way God designed it. It is not normal. It is not God. And I don't care how Christian you are. It is not normal. And it is not God. My Bible tells me that it is an abomination to God. It is not normal.
I want to hit pause and just clarify to my audience. You don't have to agree with what we're saying or what Bevelin is saying. But the point is, that is Christian teaching. And in America, even if you disagree with Christian teaching, it's a free country. And what I find interesting is that most Black Americans I know have conservative social values. In other words, they're more in agreement with what you just said than not. So when you have an organization that calls itself Black Lives Matter that is staunchly opposed to a biblical view of sexuality, you have to say, how dare they mean to speak for all the Blacks in America? I mean, to me, that's very cynical on their part. They're using Black people.
That's 100% right. That's exactly what it is. And so this is the thing. Because the statement and the organization says Black Lives Matter, and because, unfortunately, the Black Americans and Black people in general get emotional when you talk about this. You see all that pain? They get emotional when you talk about this. All they see is, oh, yeah, that's right. Black Lives Matter. But yet the foundation of Black Lives Matter is middle fingers to you as a people. And yet all you see is Black Lives Matter. And you go for it. You fall for it. No, not over here. I'm not buying it. I know for a fact. I have a cousin right now who got into a shootout in Staten Island, New York. You could look it up in the news. He got shot out. It was a shootout between him and another guy right in West Brighton in Staten Island. He got shot in both of his legs. One of his legs are amputated. Okay? They're talking about defunding the police. But most of my family live in these rough neighborhoods where the police are needed because Black Lives Matter is not addressing Black on Black crime. So now you basically are saying, yeah, you know, Black people, they're unjustly treated, get rid of the police. But the underlying agenda is, oh, yeah, those monkeys. Let's get rid of the police and let those monkeys kill themselves. Because that's how Democrats really see us. They see us as ignorant Negroes and monkeys. And that's why this agenda is actually killing us. We are dropping like flies in New York, dropping like flies in Chicago, and no one's saying nothing.
Now what you're saying is a fact. In other words, there's no doubt about the numbers of Black on Black crime and the deaths in these neighborhoods. And you're exactly right. How is it possible to talk about defunding the police? What you're doing is you're sacrificing human beings. In other words, those policies are basically saying, in effect, they don't count. We don't care. All we care about is the instances where some dirty cop who's white does something to a Black person. We'll talk about that, but we won't talk about this. And of course, I've talked about Democratic policies have harmed Black communities. That's basically what you're talking about. So you came to this realization later in life. You're obviously a very, very outspoken Christian. When did you get the idea in your head to go out at night and do what you did, that I watched on these videos? You got arrested. When did that idea come into your head?
Well, it popped into my head right after I got arrested in Cape Coral, Florida, for not wearing a mask. Me and my friend were arrested there. And while I was there, we took a vacation. So the thing is, us as Christians, even when we take a vacation, we still got to be about our Father's business. So after we got arrested, we were like, okay, let's relax, let's kayak, let's fish, let's chill. And I was just thinking about all of this stuff going on. And I'm just like, Lord, people are not really countering what these Democrats are doing. And they're constantly throwing a middle finger after middle finger after middle finger. And then when I heard about the police getting into it with a couple of people from Black Lives Matter, and four police chiefs got assaulted. Well, four police got assaulted. One was one of the highest ranking chiefs, got busted in the head with 8 stitches. And that man got sent home. First of all, if you hit a police officer, that's a...
The guy who got sent home.
Without bail. Mind you, this is a first degree crime. This is first degree felony crime. Got sent home. It's like, oh. So not only... On top of that, my cousin got shot. I found out while I'm in Florida. All right. That affected me. That bothered me. Now, on top of that, police are getting busted in the head. And it's just like, wow, we're really watching and hearing New York just crumble to the ground as we speak. And it's rabid. It's rapid. I said, oh, and they do what they do. They throw these middle fingers because they know that they can do it. Bill de Blasio, mayor, that's not even his real name, but Mr. de Blasio, he put that Black Lives Matter right in front of Trump Towers as a middle finger to this country, as a middle finger to God, and as a middle finger to anything that Christians stand for. And I said, oh, who is this uncircumcised Philistine defying the armies of the living God? So we're going to show you how we play. So you know what? At first, I was going to do it at night. I was like, we're going to get in there. That way we can get it done faster. But then Edmé, being the Christian gangster that she is, I put it on Do Not Disturb. I don't know. But Edmé, being the Christian gangster that she is, say, you know what, Beverly? But yes, Edmé. She said, we're not going to do it at night. We're going to do it in the daytime. And I said, you know what, girl? Let's do it. So we got 28 cans of paint, roller sticks, and all of the other things we needed. And we went out there and we tried to grab it as fast as we could. And before we did that, all I'm going to say is this. We went to the police officers and we told them, we respect you and we support you and we're going to fight for you. And okay, I believe that.
Because we're going to go to a break.
Okay.
I'm happy to be talking to you, Bevelyn Beatty. Folks, I know you're not going away. We'll be right back.
President Trump has a huge announcement for his top supporters. We'll be celebrating the 2020 Republican National Convention this summer, and he wants you to enter for your chance to join him at the convention. If you win, the team will cover the flight, hotel, and give you VIP passes for yourself and a guest. All you have to do is text Metaxas to 88022 today for your chance to meet President Trump at the convention. Again, that's Metaxas to 88022 to enter to win this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be a special guest paid for by Donald J. Trump for President.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City.
Folks, I'm talking to my new best friend, Bevelyn Beatty. She is a Jesus freak. That's the only kind of Christian I'm interested in. Bevelyn, when I hear you talk, I'm thinking, we need more of this in the church. People are willing to stand up in the way that David stood up against Goliath. He's like, what is wrong with you people? You know, everybody's scared. You're not scared. You stood up. So you told these cops, you know, we're for you. And then you proceeded to paint over these murals. Now, there's a bunch of these murals. I was jogging up in Harlem the other day, and I saw a huge one. I don't know if that's Malcolm X Boulevard, whatever.
Yeah, Malcolm X or Adam, I think it's Adam and 125th and 126th.
There we go. So there's like the center of Harlem. There's a number, there's in Brooklyn, whatever. So which ones did you paint over?
So we got to hit the one in Harlem. We hit the one in Brooklyn. We were going to hit the one in Staten Island, but it got so late and we were so tired and the paint spilled. Like all my car, I have to buy a new car. Like at least two cans of paint spill all over my back seat. I can't even roll up my windows in my car because I might pass out. so we got paint all over. So I'm like, I just got to get a new Jeep. But so we hit those two. First of all, while we were in the police precinct talking to the police, we found out a lot of stuff.
Wait, I'm arrested you? Is what you're saying?
They arrested me. We were sitting there after they arrested us. We were sitting in the police precinct, chit-chat with the police. Mind you, they treated us like princesses. We were fed, water, hydrated. I mean, best treatment we ever had. They took good care of us. And they tried to get us up.
Are you telling me these cops are not racist?
Oh, no.
Oh.
No. Well, this is the thing. The police force has more diversity than Black Lives Matter. Most of Black Lives Matter is crazy white liberals. Then you got a couple Spanish people who are undereducated, and then you got your token blacks, okay? But for the most part, it's a large sum lump chunk of crazy white liberals, okay? But in the police force, you got Asian, Indian, black, white, all of the above. And there's more diversity in blue than it is in this Black Lives Matter organization. So, I mean, we were dealing with all types of cops. One of the sergeants right in front is black. And he made, again, they made sure we were good. And I'm going to tell you what one of the cops said to me. They said, most of the cops can't stand de Blasio. None of the cops like de Blasio because they know that de Blasio was against them. Let's make that very clear. New York police do not like the mayor. Okay. One of them said, the black one said, the reason why I can't stand them the most is because they utilize that Black Lives Matter sign as a political statement. But really, they don't care about black people. They took all of that money to paint on those streets saying Black Lives Matter. But if you go into any projects right now, it's filthy and the elevators smell like piss. Rather than them put the money where it's supposed to be to help get these people out of the projects and guide them towards being independent capitalists, because capitalism is what freedom is, okay? That he'd rather just spend a couple dollars, put Black Lives Matter on a street pavement, on the street, and then, okay, Black Lives Matter. And black people so ignorant, they feel special because somebody painted Black Lives Matter on their street while you still walking into a roach-infested apartment. That makes absolutely no sense to me. So we get to the police precinct and, we sit in there, we're talking. And so one of the cops start to break down what's happening since the defunding of police. So they done took $1 billion away. De Blasio took $1 billion away. Okay. And if you think black people going to see that money, because it will never happen. They will never see that money. They're going to funnel that money right out and steal it. And I'm saying it. Okay. So what they did was they took that money and now police see it's such a decline in New York that they're signing up for their retirement now at 20, signing up for their retirement. So 35 police officers a day are signing up for their retirement to leave the city. Mind you, there's only 33,000 police officers to cover the whole five boroughs. And I think it's what, 8 to 10 million people in New York, but only 30,000 police officers are covering the five boroughs. By next year, there'll only be 20,000 police in New York. How are 20,000 people going to police 8 to 10 million? It's not happening. So you can expect more crime to increase and a decline is coming. I'm getting out of here. I'm getting on the next thing smoking. I'm nosing. I'm Noah. I'm saying y'all better get on the boat because the flood is coming and you on your own, buddy, because I'm out of here. So I found all of this stuff out. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I found all of this stuff out. Also, I found out about the officer and what happened to the guy who hit him in the head. On top of that, three officers went to Shake Shack. Oh, my gosh. I don't understand. I put it on Do Not Disturb. Okay. So three officers went to Shake Shack, right? They had bleach put in their shakes. And so they were advised, oh, well, just go in. Don't wear your uniform when you go in. That's what they're told. And mind you, they went to the hospital. So all of this to say, everything about Black Lives Matter and this liberalist, socialist, antichrist agenda is to destroy our country. I'm watching it happen. So when we got out of jail, they released us. I said, oh, it ain't over. We going to Harlem. We going to Brooklyn. And we gonna do what we got to do.
I can't wait till you go to Fifth Avenue and 56th Street to hit that Black Lives Matter, which Bill de Blasio used as an opportunity to get a photo op. Everything you say, because I know everything you're saying is true. God is in this and he is raising up people to speak against it. You're one of them. We're going to be right back to continue the conversation with Bevelyn Beatty. Don't go away. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the Folks, I'm talking to Bevelyn Beatty. If you haven't heard about her, you're going to be hearing about her because she has done some beautiful things. She's a Christian gangster. Okay, when you're not being a Christian gangster, Bevelyn, what are you doing to make a living? You obviously, you talk about you got a secretary, whatever. What do you do to pay your rent?
So I own my own company, which will remain nameless because I know there's a lot of player haters out here. And I just do financial consulting and financial services, and I clean debt and things like that. I have private clients I deal with, and I've been doing that since 2018. I have not worked. I've been doing that. And really, that was because of prayer. I asked the Lord to give me a business because I wanted to be free from anything that would hold me down from serving the Lord. I can't fire myself. So there's no muzzle. There's no muzzle to stop me. So, yeah, that's what I do.
So, yeah, we live in this cancel culture right now. We need to cancel culture. And you are speaking so boldly and so bravely. We need more people to do that. I have been really grieved that people in the church, now I can only say people in the white church because it's usually whites who are loaded down with white guilt. They're afraid to speak on this subject. They're afraid to say anything. They're afraid to call out Black Lives Matter as a Marxist, anti-Christian, anti-American organization. They're afraid to do that. And they seem to be fine with gigantic American corporations funneling money into a Marxist organization, which you said is run mostly by whites and has a minority of, I mean, it's unbelievable how cowed the church in America is, which is why you make me so happy to know that you're doing what you're doing and speaking out.
I'll say this. A lot of the people in the church are scared to even speak up, and a lot of them don't understand who Jesus really is. So they paint this picture of who they think he is, and they put up a form of holiness but deny the power thereof, okay? And this is why the church is not moving the way they're supposed to move. First of all, abortion has been going on since 1973, I think.
Yeah, Roe v. Wade.
They shut that down.
Going on before, okay? The law of the land.
Roe v. Wade. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's when it became the law of the land. It's been going on since 1973. It ain't like it's been undercover. So the fact that they got clinics out, they got people going into them. First of all, you don't even really go into a hospital for an abortion. You go to a special clinic to get your baby cut off, get cut out of you, okay? This says something, okay? This says a big thing. But yeah, you do not see a lot of Christians out there fighting. So if you're not going to fight for innocent babies in the womb that are getting chopped up, when your Bible tells you that they were sown and knitted fearfully in the womb, and you won't stand for that, it's only inevitable that we're dealing with what we're dealing with now. It was a slow, easy incline to what we're dealing with right now because the church refuses to stand up, and they're still going off of, you know, as Christians, we're supposed to look this way, and as Christians, we're supposed to do this, and as Christians, we're supposed to do that. And this is the thing. Christians are the wife of Christ. The Bible says that the wife submits to her husband. So you don't take what your thoughts are and load them over your husband. You submit and do what he says, and you stay in your lane. The Bible says to go out and occupy and preach the gospel and destroy the works of the devil. So as a Christian, if you are not doing that, anything else outside of that, as far as I'm concerned, is an excuse, because it is clear that this is the work of the devil.
Well, the most radical thing you probably said in the world in which we live is that a woman should submit to her husband. Scripture is clear on that. And people like to twist that and make it sound like it's like it. They want to make it sound like the Bible is anti-woman. You know, and I know that that's as
not true
as can be. But it's so fascinating to me because this is an issue of courage. What I see in the church today is a lack of courage. And we're called to stand up for those who are oppressed. Who could be more oppressed than a child being killed in his mother's womb? Who could be more oppressed than people that have been treated the way you described? The Democratic Party has treated Blacks in urban communities in ways that have destroyed families, that have ripped apart families. We are called prophetically to stand up and speak against that and to fight. And yes. I don't see a lot of, I certainly don't see a lot of people doing that in churches, preaching about it and getting fired up. You're fired up. Praise God.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, you got to be about your Father's business. First of all, we don't have much time. I don't think you guys realize it. I mean, COVID should have been an eye opener, but Jesus is coming back. Jesus is on his way. As we speak, he's saddling his horse. Okay. And for me personally, when Jesus come back, I'm going with Jesus. So since I know that, while I am here, I'm going to make sure that I go out guns blazing, so that I, you know, me, myself, I don't want to just sit idly and get fat while I'm waiting on my husband. I'd rather be fit and ready to go TTG. Okay. So if you want to sit around on your butt, by all means, do what you got to do. But as far as me, I'm going to be about my father's business.
Well, hallelujah. Amen. 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 You are for this president. You don't believe this president is a racist. Parenthetically, he's not. But speak about that a little bit, because it seems to me that a lot of blacks are waking up to the fact that this president is more for them than the Democrats have ever been. But it's hard. The media will not allow people to really say that very much.
I'll tell you this. His policies, if you really want to look at policies, Trump's policies have proven how much he is for the people. The proof is in the pudding, and especially black people. Our unemployment rate before COVID was at an all-time low, okay? He started to work on defunding. Sorry about that. He was working on defunding Planned Parenthood. I mean, the First Step Act. I think it was like 5,000 people who got out of jail, and guess what? 95% of them were black. But guess what? They went in jail because of the bill that Joe Biden wrote and Bill Clinton pushed. The one y'all swear up and down is the first black president. The devil is a liar and a thief, because he is not the first black president. He is a racist. All of them Democrats are racist. So with that being said, I would encourage you guys to do your research, learn your history, and understand something. If you don't know your history, it's inevitable. It will repeat itself.
Don't go away. We'll be back a few more minutes with Bevelyn Beatty. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't go away.
Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor.
Just a couple of seconds left with Bevelyn Beatty. Now, Bevelyn, if people want to reach you, or you're on social media, are you on Twitter?
So I'm not on Twitter, because I can't be on social media all day and night, and Twitter will have you on social media all day and night. I can't do it. I am on Facebook. I am on Instagram, and I am on YouTube. And it's just my first and last name, Bevelyn Beatty. You will be able to find me. And as far as my ministry, if you want to contact my ministry, our website is at wellministries.org.
At wellministries.org.
Yes.
Referring to the woman at the well, at wellministries.org. I want to make sure we get that down. So, yeah, we're going to get this video up today. So I'm sure you'll get a lot of attention. People need to know that you exist. And people need to know that people like you exist, because you're speaking for a lot of people that never seem to have a voice in the media. You know, you would think that everybody is like, Jussie Smollett or somebody like that. The joy that I have in having discovered you doing what you did, which was heroic, and then to be able to speak to you today, it's just an absolute thrill. So now, what are your plans for the next week?
Well, I'm going to rest this week, and then we go to L.A.
Uh-oh.
We're going to be in L.A. We're going to hit Skid Row. We have actually good friends with the guys at the police precinct that monitor Skid Row. We're going to go check in on them. People can't sing in the churches in California. A lot of things going on in Cali, and we just going to see what God do. We don't plan none of this stuff. The idea comes up like 2 days before we do something, and then we just say, okay, Lord, we're going out with a bang. It's a possibility I might get arrested again. I'm willing, but you never know what God's going to do, but we definitely going to make some noise and expose this devil and fight this devil. That's a fact.
I think Black Lives Matter is going down, but a lot of people in the corporate world have just, you know, to me, they will sell their souls for a little peace and quiet. They will give millions of dollars to whoever the race hustler of the day is, just so they can continue to do whatever they're doing. And so companies like, you know, Apple and on and on and on, they're giving a lot of money to Black Lives Matter, which is supporting, as you said, a Marxist agenda, a radically anti-Christian agenda. And I just want to say, to be clear, Dr. King would hate what Black Lives Matter is.
100%.
The very idea that he had a Christian vision of reconciliation in the races, their vision is divisive. And again, I just am thrilled that not only do you know this and talk about it, but you're taking action. So I feel like I can rest for the rest of the week since I've talked to you. I'm pretty psyched.
Amen. Amen.
So you're not going to hit the Fifth Avenue mural. Oh, you might. You're just not going to advertise it.
Yeah, we'll see. We just going with Jesus. However, what he say, do we do? But just because I'm not hitting it doesn't mean others can't hit it. You'll get out with a ticket. You'll get a desk appearance ticket. Don't worry about it. Just go hit it.
Unbelievable. Listen, my audience knows, they can just tell how happy I am that that we found you. God bless you, sister. God is with you.
Thank you.
You are speaking for a lot of people. And I want to thank you for that. To be continued.
All right. God bless you. Thank you.